Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
What's happening to you? Welcome into Armed American Radio. No, this is not Mark Walters. This is somewhat of an attempt to be a second close to Mark Walters. Andy Hoosier filling in, as I love to do. I got to say, I love getting the phone call when Mark's out and he's taking a vacation for this week, kind of doing his thing, enjoying some time off a little bit, which is very necessary at times. And I love being able to get the phone call from Mark saying, hey, do you want to fill into the show? I need some time. Oh, sure. Be able to do it. I love it. Andy Hoosier filling in here, hailing from Wichita, Kansas. It's great to be along with you here on Armed American Radio. You can find Mark at armedamericanradio.org. You can find me as I am the morning show host here on KQAM, the local station in Wichita, Kansas. I love being able to be here in the middle of the country, seeing the Second Amendment really prevail firsthand as we see some of the shenanigans and the malarkey, as Joe Biden would put it, when it comes to the advancement of the Second Amendment all across the board here. Some people enjoy it. Some people throw a fit about it. I personally like to just sit back and watch the shenanigans prevail here. And I gotta say, watching some of the media lately, good golly. First off, it's great to be back because it has been a while since I've been able to talk with you. And I know, I mean, Mark is such a genius with this stuff. I am nowhere close when it comes to understanding some of the Second Amendment and some of the guns and some of the legislation and some of the policies that he talks about. He is a genius when it comes to this. I'm second fiddle when it comes to that. So I'm only gonna do my best to entertain you here. But watching the media, watching the way the media talks really about anything, and Mark actually covered this in a piece that he wrote just a few days ago, which I thought was brilliant on the 16th, but I got to read this for you. And I know he probably read it on a show already, but I got to read part of this for you because he is spot on when it comes to the media coverage on anything, anything. What have we had lately? Well, the NFL season started. Cool. So what are we talking about now? We're not talking about the games. We're not talking about the teams. We're not talking about the players. We're talking about Colin Kaepernick and whether he's going to play or not and why he continues to kneel for the national anthem. And not only him, but now numerous players that are kneeling during the national anthem, even during the 9/11 commemoration where they dedicate it to 9/11. And we still see individuals kneeling because apparently those 2,997 individuals have died because of the racist, bigoted, closed-mindedness and neo-Nazi visions and so on and so forth of the white supremacists that are happening here in the country. That's the mentality they want to get you across. So everybody's talking about it. News talk stations talking about kneeling during Colin Kaepernick. Then we see the travesties that have happened with the hurricanes, the devastation all across the board when it came to Houston, Texas, when it came to Hurricane Irma that hit Florida, and then following that, Hurricane Jose that's going to be coming up in the next few days, potentially, and could be another severe one. And they make it sound like it's the end of the world. Now, I know that there is a prophecy that says that this weekend is going to be the end of the world, but until then, let's talk about it the way it needs to be talked about. Yes, it's a bad thing. Yes, it's a scary thing. Yes, it is a disaster for many individuals. It is not the end of the world. And then what you saw last night and yesterday with the Emmys, if anybody watched that, I tell you what, I can sum it up in 20 seconds here. And I have a little audio clip to play for this that really sums it up in 20 seconds here.
Everything is better on TV. I'd like to vote for Selena Meyer.
There you go. 20 seconds of your life gone that you'll never get back by listening to Stephen Colbert singing about the treason from Donald Trump and the Republicans and how even it's treasonous and it's better on TV and so on and so on. Whatever. And now everybody's gloating about that. Now the ratings were down for that and appropriately because of the way they respond to some of these things. But it's absurd how far we go to try and make something a big deal in the media when it's really not. Now, talk radio, we get the joy of actually poking fun and making fun of some of the media reports because the media, they want their ratings and they have to find a story, so they make things larger than life, per se. But Mark wrote a piece here that was brilliant, and it was on AmmoLand.com where I found it. I have never heard anything like it in my years on this planet, especially, by the way, this is him talking about the media coverage of the hurricanes. I've never heard anything like it in my years on this planet, especially since being a broadcaster with an eye to the leftist press for nearly the past decade. Nothing comes close. I think they're knocking it up a little bit. They're taking it to the next level. They're turning that dial from 8 where it was to where it's like, okay, you know, it's bearable, but it's a little ridiculous, all the way up to 11. They're turning it up because I don't know whether they're losing ratings and they're desperate, and it's like the wounded wolf in the corner of the wilderness trying to figure out what to do, and he's trying to survive. I don't know whether it's them just trying something different, trying something new. Hey, you know what? It's worked for us for this long. Let's try it again and take it up a notch here. I don't know what they're trying to do. But it's fascinating to watch the media, no matter what's happening. There's never a dull moment. And that's why, by the way, they do try to wear you down. And this is where I would add to Mark's piece here, is that they intentionally want to wear you down. Imagine this for a second. And this goes directly into guns, by the way, which we'll get to in a second, because this is the point and purpose of the show. And it really falls in line perfectly with your Second Amendment rights. It really does. For example, let's take it to Donald Trump, and you being a Donald Trump supporter. If you're a Trump supporter and you voted for Donald Trump, maybe you didn't in the primary, doesn't matter. You go into the general election. You recognize the fact that you do not want anything to do with Hillary Clinton. You recognize the fact that Hillary Clinton is not going to do anything for you. And you recognize the fact that Donald Trump is going to somewhat preserve your liberties and rights and Second Amendment and everything that goes along with the Constitution. Now you have it to where if you're a Trump supporter, well, they get less than 2% of the coverage on media about Trump that's actually positive. You have Antifa running wild with bats and bags of feces and urine and everything of the sort, throwing it at other individuals, saying that we need to hashtag bash fash. Yes, that's their real term. Yes, it's completely ridiculous, and we'll talk about that a little bit later. But that's their mentality. They wear you down to where you don't want to openly support Trump anymore, or you don't want to be engaged. That you just turn around, you turn the switch off because you can't deal with it anymore with the bombardments from the media, with the bombardments from the people protesting or the people throwing a fit or the social media or the Facebook memes or whatever else is out there. Now, when you turn off, two things happen. Either one, they're going to go after an issue like guns that's extremely important to you and you're not going to be aware of it, or you're just not going to care. And you're not going to be able to fight it. What's the one way that we can actually stop some type of agenda that harms us? Is we have to be engaged, we have to be intelligent, and we have to be active. And when we're politically engaged, now I'm not saying that we need to pay attention to Drudge Report every single day. We need to have Fox News on 24 hours a day or MSNBC or any of the others. I'm not saying that. But to understand some of the issues of the time, what they're trying to do, no matter how much they harp on it over and over and over and over again, and how we had 6 months of coverage about Vladimir Putin and the Russians and their collusion for the election. If we understand what's going on, we can fight it. And that's especially true when it comes to the Second Amendment, because when we are engaged and we understand, when we see a story in our local community about some kind of shooting, when we hear about some of the guns on your university campuses and your precious little children that may have to walk into a classroom with a firearm, we can be prepared. We know exactly how to counter it. Because we knew it was coming all along. We knew what they were going to try to do. We knew the approach they were going to have on us, trying to wear us down to where we disengage ourselves and we don't fight the issue. That's why this is extremely important. And Mark Walters is so right on and spot on with this piece that I thought it was brilliant. And he goes on to talk about the March of Death and Destruction, where they tried to explain the hurricanes. And he goes, expect to see more of these types of coverage when another AR-15 is used by some whacked out dirtbag on a murderous rampage. I love it. By the way, I gotta say, Mark doesn't hold anything back, and that's why I love this man. Expect their climate change agenda, which was on full display during Irma's coverage, to go full-bore gun grabber when the next unfortunate event inevitably happens. And it will, I can promise you. Understand that they do this for a reason. They do it for ratings, and they know the more destruction and death they can show, the more money they will make. And I'll take it to the next level. The more money they will make, and the more they wear you down to where you're tired, you're burnout, and you can't deal anymore. That's exactly what they want to do, and they do it on a daily basis. Because I'm with you. My parents, honestly, let me give you a little bit of information. My parents, They're not the political type. I am the only one in the entire family that's actually politically engaged in any way, shape, or form. My parents just get frustrated. They tell me, Andy, I don't know how you do it. We don't follow it. We don't listen to it. We don't watch it. We don't listen to talk radio. We don't watch news. We don't go on the websites and watch. We don't follow this because we get so angry and frustrated. I just can't deal. And we can't deal with it. We just have to disengage and just walk away from it because I know what they're doing is ridiculous and I don't want to hear it. And there's so many people like that. And I totally get it. I totally get it. The question is, though, is that when they do advance an agenda that's against ours, are we going to be around to notice it, understand it, and fight it before it's too late? That's the important issue. Andy Hoosier filling in for Mark Walters on Armed American Radio. It's a pleasure. It's a Monday. Let's make it happen here. Don't go anywhere.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, then he's the one who gets arrested. Thanks to our court system, this happens a lot, and that's exactly what can happen to you unless you're fully prepared. Here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to concealed carry and home defense confidence. It's called the 2017 Concealed Carry and Family Defense Guide, and it's from the U.S. Concealed Carry Association, and it's 100% free. You'll learn how to detect attackers before they see you, how to survive a mass shooting, the safest and most dangerous places to sit in a restaurant, how to responsibly own and store a gun, even if you have little kids, and a whole lot more. It's 164 pages and comes with a bonus audio version so you can listen in your car. This life-changing guide is 100% free, and for a limited time, you'll also get a bonus home defense checklist. Visit armedandresponsible.com right now for 100% free instant access. Once again, that's armedandresponsible.com, armedandresponsible.com.
If you had to use your firearm to protect your loved ones, would you know what to expect in the aftermath? Imagine being thrown into a cop car in front of your family. Could you have said something differently? I've had these fears, and the USCCA has alleviated them with the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. A free guide covering 6 big mistakes that could land you behind bars. For this free guide, visit BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win 1 of 4 guns. Just go to oneofourguns.com. That's the number 1of4guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Right now, it's time for Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Welcome back into Armed American Radio here. Andy Hoosier filling in for Mark Walters, taking some time off, and I'm glad he is. I was watching the story here. I like to follow the trends that happen over the weekend because, of course, everything likes to happen over the weekend. And 10 shot dead, 28 wounded in Chicago over the weekend. 10 people have been shot and dead, and at least 28 have been wounded. 10 shot dead, 28 wounded in Chicago since Friday evening. Four of the murder victims were shot on Friday night in Burlington Park neighborhood on Chicago's southwest side. In that attack, three men and one woman were shot dead in a car. The woman, by the way, was pregnant. Chicago police said that the shooting was a gang-related shooting and that three of the victims were gang members. Now, just imagine this, even if it wasn't gang-related here, because this happens all over the place, especially in the inner cities where they have gun restrictions and gun regulations, is that you're driving, let's say you're on vacation, you're traveling, or maybe you even live there, and you're driving, and you're at a stoplight, and a shootout occurs, and you pull out your weapon, and you fire, and you try and actually defend yourself, because that's, oh, I don't know, your constitutional right, and you end up killing somebody, and guess what? You get in trouble for it. Well, we hear these stories all the time, by the way. They're in the news every single day. The good guy uses the gun to protect his family from the criminals, and then he's the one that gets arrested because how dare you have that gun? You can't be shooting people like that. How dare you? Come on. Thanks to our court system, this happens all the time, and that's exactly what can happen to you unless you're fully prepared. Here's how you take a simple and rewarding journey to concealed carry and home defense confidence. It's called the 2017 Concealed Carry and Family Defense Guide, and it's from the U.S. Concealed Carry Association. And by the way, did I mention it's 100% free? Here's what you do and what you learn. You learn how to defend, detect attackers before you even see them and before they see you. How to survive a mass shooting. You hear mass shootings all the time. We'll talk about some of those a little bit later as well. The safest and most dangerous places to sit in a restaurant. How to be responsible and own and store a firearm. Even, by the way, if you have little children and little kids, they'll teach you that and a whole lot more. It's 164 pages, and it comes with bonus audio versions so you can even listen in your car, which, by the way, the audio version is voiced by Mr. Mark Walters himself of this show. This life-changing guide is 100% free, and for a limited time, you'll also get a bonus home defense checklist. Here's what you do. Visit armedandresponsible.com right now for 100% free instant access. Again, that's armedandresponsible.com, armedandresponsible.com. It's really sad that we see 10 individuals dead, 28 wounded. Just over the weekend in Chicago, there's an average of what, Mark, say two people die per day in Chicago with the crazy laws. And this is how you can protect yourself. This is how you can defend you and your family. If you're driving in your car, if you see it out in the street, if you're in your home, if you're in public, no matter where you're at, you have opportunities that you can protect yourself, because I don't want to see stories like this anymore. The fact that we see 10 people dead, a pregnant woman, that breaks my heart just to even think about something like that. Now, when it comes to something like this, how to the safest and most dangerous places to sit in a restaurant, I'm one that likes to read a lot of, for one, I love to read, Western books. I'm a big fan of those. Obviously, I live in Kansas. That's where I hail from here in the center of the country. I love reading Westerns. I love reading about the Western expansion. I love reading about the gold rush, about the cattle drives, about the issues with the cowboys and the Indians at the time. I love being able to read about that time era because that's right where I'm from right here, and it's beautiful. And learning about history is my favorite thing to do. And I always read in there, every time that you read about the hero, the gunslinger, the hero, whoever it is, he's sitting in the saloon, he's sitting in the restaurant, and they always mention, they mention it very specifically, to where he's in the back of the restaurant, and he always sits with his back against the wall, and he always knows exactly where both exits are to the building. Now, call it some kind of superstition, call it some type of paranoia, call it conspiracy theory, call it whatever you want to, call it being prepared. That's the way I kind of am anyways. You're always aware of your surroundings. Even if you're not carrying a firearm, you just always know about your surroundings, exactly who's around you, why they're around you, where they're going, what direction everybody's headed, and how that's in relation to you. I mean, it's not being paranoid to have that type of preparedness. It's just being smart. And this is some of the things, and maybe I'm totally wrong, and maybe they got something different. I doubt it, but maybe they got something different here again. It's armedandresponsible.com. You can check it out, and you'll get the audio. You get the 164-page book. Again, that audio is voiced by Mark Walters, host of Armed American Radio. You can hear it, and it's really cool. It's not something that you're going to want to miss, and it's 100% free. Make sure to check it out there. It's pretty fantastic, and I'm going to have to do that myself as well. Because there's a, and we'll talk about this coming up in the next segment a little bit, but here's a little teaser for you. We always talk about the right to bear arms. We always talk about the right to be able to carry a firearm. We talk about the right to defend and protect ourselves, our community, our family members, our neighbors, our loved ones, whoever it may be, which is absolutely 100% true. There is no clause, no matter what Joe Biden tries to say, there is no clause in the Constitution under the Second Amendment that says, you have the right to keep and bear your arms, except for if you X, Y, and Z. Or it's a restriction depending on this size of the firearm. Once you get to a certain caliber, then you just can't own a firearm anymore. I've never heard or seen anywhere in the Constitution, maybe it's there, maybe I'm off base, but I've never heard any type of clause that says that. I've never seen it. I've never found it. I've looked. I'm vaguely familiar with the Constitution. One of these days I'll try and find it, and I may have the opportunity to ask Joe Biden about it. But with that right comes responsibility. With your individual right, and me on the more political side, on the more philosophical side, I talk a lot about individual sovereignty, individualism. We're not a nation of groupthink mentalities. We're not one that uses the identity. Well, we are one that now uses identity politics, but we weren't a nation that used identity politics. We were a nation that actually used the individual to make or break. I say all the time that if I was born in a different era, if I could choose, I would have been born in just the late 1800s. Again, the Western expansion, the gold rush, the cowboys and Indians time, living in homesteading and trying to live on your own. And if you fail on your own, then you fail on your own. It's nobody else's fault but your own, sort of thing. I love that. I love that independence. I love that individual sovereignty. I love the decisions I make myself. And I know it's wild because I am a millennial, and I again apologize for my generation, and my generation is completely opposite from this, but I am one that I want to make the decisions on my own, and if I make or break, it's because of me and me alone. I don't have to depend on anybody else. I don't like asking for help. I don't like asking for directions. Ask my wife. I don't like talking about any of that. I like to figure it out on myself. I would rather spend 20 minutes putting together a toy for my daughter than sitting there looking at the directions and putting it together in 5 minutes, because at the end of the day, I feel accomplished. Hey, I got a 3-year-old daughter, by the way. And I say, hey, by the way, look at this. I got this for you. I built this for you. And I didn't have to look at the directions because it's the manly thing. That's what I do. That's what I like to do. And there's nothing wrong with that. And with all of this, whether you're talking about building the toy, whether you're talking about your life career and your ambitions, or taking care of your family and protecting your family, with that responsibility, or with that individualism to where it's on you and you alone, comes that responsibility. And a lot of people don't teach that anymore, which is probably why the young generation doesn't like the firearms, which is why the media likes to portray firearms as bad, is because they don't teach that a whole lot. We'll continue this when we come back. Andy Hoosier filling in for Mark Walters. It's Armed American Radio. Stay right here.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back!" And then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine." Get a gun and master its use. The Self-Defense Shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA Self-Defense Shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit freegunguide.com. That's freegunguide.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Hi everybody, Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
Picture this scenario. Two masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions, because believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
Back to Armed American Radio's Daily Defense with Mark Walters.
Man, I love being able to defend myself on a daily basis, and you do that right here on this radio show. ArmedAmericanRadio.org is the website for Mark. I'm Andy Hoosier filling in for him. Mark's going to be taking a week off here, and I may be filling in a couple other times throughout this week. Stay tuned. I love being able to do it. Like I said, it's one of the greatest honors. I'm a young generation kid. I'm a millennial. I don't know how many other millennial kids, quote unquote. I'm not a kid. They try to self-describe my generation as children until the age of 30. It's pathetic. Don't let me into that category, please. But being a young adult, quote unquote, let's put it that way, and being able to have the opportunity to jump onto a show like Mark's here, talk about the Second Amendment, which, again, not very many of my generation like to do. It's a great honor. So thank you, Mark, for being able to give me the opportunity to do this. Go enjoy the family. Go enjoy some vacay time. And we got this covered here. ArmedAmericanRadio.org, again, is his website. You can find me as I hail out of Wichita, Kansas, on my home station, the Big Talker KQAM out of Wichita. You can find me at KQAMRadio.com or on Facebook at Mid America Reason. My show is the voice of reason, and we talk reasonable things. Common sense and reason is what we do, baby. The Independent Journal Review came out with an interesting piece, and just as we were kind of teasing at before the bottom of the hour, was comes with individual sovereignty, individualism, comes personal responsibility. Now, when was the last time that you turned on a news source, that you read a news article, that you did anything, and they mentioned something about personal responsibility? What's in the news lately? Oh, the free health care, the Medicare for All expansion from Bernie Sanders. What do you hear? Oh, yeah, Antifa. You're white, you're a male, therefore we hate you. You're a neo-Nazi, you're a Donald Trump fascist, and we need to beat you. Which, by the way, their term when they do that is the hashtag bash fash. I don't know, because they're not intelligent to say full-on words. They have to consolidate things and put them to hashtags. So it's apparently hashtag bash fash is their term in order to say that they don't like fascism and they want to beat people up for voicing a different opinion. I don't know how that's not fascism itself, but nonetheless, I digress. But I'm wondering how many individuals actually have really have a hard time understanding the concept of reality. And we talk about personal responsibility, but do people actually understand the importance and value their own life, value their own existence, and value their own family? Or is it just kind of a shock factor? When they go into a life or death situation, these individuals that are protesting, like Antifa, the ones that are wearing the pink hats every day, the ones that are protesting Donald Trump, the ones that are advocating for free college or the Medicare for All Bernie Sanders movement, these individuals, do they honestly, truly understand life or death situations? I joke because sometimes I complain about my cell phone not charging or not being able to find the right colored T-shirt, which I don't do a whole lot of that because I'm not in a bubble. But there's a lot of quote-unquote First Nation or Top Nation issues. We're not a third world country. We're a first world country. And when we have first world issues, like my cell phone not charging, oh, mon Dieu, it's the end of the world. And we have so many of those that we don't understand the life or the situation many individuals actually have to go through, like when you're at a stoplight and individuals pull firearms because there's a gang shooting, even though there's not supposed to be firearms in the city limits or in that area. But all of a sudden there are, and you're stuck in the middle of it because you don't know how to deal with it. When you hear individuals on university grounds calling the police and calling 911 because they thought they heard a gunshot when it was a balloon popping, they really honestly don't. Now, I'm not talking about anybody in the military by any way, shape, or form, but they truly honestly don't know what living actually is, what actually surviving actually is. You see some of the third world countries where they have the civil war or the genocide happening, and where the 12-year-old kids, the 10-year-old boys are being taught how to fire an AK-47, and they're being taught how to go into the front lines and hide behind a busted up, blown up car, and how to shoot at somebody because they're called cockroaches. And you hear about these genocidal movements all the time in Africa and all around the world. That is living. Well, it's not really living, but it's surviving. When we ignore our quote-unquote caveman or animal instincts because we have those instincts of, you know, when you get that hair on the back of your neck that just kind of raises because someone may be too close to you, or you may be sleeping and you didn't realize that your kid standing next to you on the side of the bed and you feel the presence of somebody, but you're not really sure. That instinct is dying in many individuals. And they're the same ones that have the quote-unquote first world problems because they don't understand the necessity to continue to fight for your right to keep and bear arms. They don't understand the necessity to fight to protect their family because they feel, trust me, I know Mark gets it all the time. I get it all the time. Those people, I can't believe that you have an entire show talking about guns. It is completely absurd. No one is coming to take your firearms away. Why do you need guns all over the place? We just here in the state of Kansas passed our right to be able to carry your firearm on university campuses, and they're throwing a fit about it. In Colorado, I know that they passed where they have the constitutional carry, and people are furious about it. Somebody that I'm social network associates with posted a picture of an older gentleman carrying an open carry in the subway line, waiting to get to not subway like the subway, but subway the restaurant, waiting to get a sandwich. And he's carrying it on his hip, and he's just standing there. And she threw a fit about it because of the fact that there were children there. There was a bus full of children that were second, third, fourth, fifth graders, and there were children. And he carried a gun in front of the children. And it was such a terrible thing, and it broke her heart, and she was scared out of her mind because she couldn't deal with it. That instinct's there for him. But the actual survivalist, the instinct is going away. And when that instinct goes away, how are we going to fight to defend ourselves? When that instinct is completely gone, how are we going to know there is a threat to my life, there is a threat to my family, and I need to pick up my caveman bat. I need to pick up that stone. I need to pick up that firearm, and I need to point it at somebody or something that is potentially harming me or my family, because that is the most precious thing we have, is our right to life and our personal responsibility to do so. Are you going to rely on the police officers? Well, that's what some try to advocate for. Nothing against the law enforcement, because they do a great job, but they can only do reactive things. They can't do proactive things. And when we try to do proactive things, we get what we see right now is the advocation to take away your firearms, because we need to be proactive. And if we take away all the firearms, then we'll be proactive and we'll be able to take away all of your firearms. It doesn't work that way. It just doesn't work that way. A shooting took place back in Mississippi in May when a man named Willie Godbolt showed up at a family barbecue in search of his estranged wife. He shot her to death, his mother, the aunt, the sister, along with the sheriff's deputy who responded to the 911 call. Then Godbolt drove to two other homes and killed four other relatives and friends of his ex-wife, including a teenager. This is from the Independent Journal Review. And this is a story trying to advocate to more gun regulation and taking away more of your firearms, because they say a majority of mass shootings, defined, by the way, mass shooting as an incident where at least four people are killed, not including the perpetrator, involve domestic violence. Mass shootings, 54% between 2009 and 2006, involve domestic violence. And the shootings of the perpetrator shot a current or former intimate partner or a family member. Now the liberal approach takes a hold and they try to spin it this way. The most often the mass shooting is occurring with a angry man. And angry men with access to some of the better than 350 million guns we as a nation have allowed to circulate through our country. I'm really surprised that they didn't throw the term in the adjective white in there. Angry white man that has 350 million guns circulating through our nation, and how the guns are more accessible, and how we need to regulate it more, and how the majority of it's done with, as the mass shootings are done as domestic violence. And if we only took the guns away, then even domestic violence rates would drop, because, you know, they don't have anything else in the house to use, like knives or baseball bats or their fists or anything of the sort. No. Domestic violence would drop. It's not the fact that the media is trying to steer us away from family values and tradition in this country and the importance of family values, but actually advocate for the way that we can split the family apart, that we can have a single parent household, that we can have these issues because we don't know how to get along as a family. We'll continue this when we come back. Andy Hoosier filling in for Mark Walters. This is Armed American Radio. Stay right here.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Folks, you know that the USCCA protects responsible gun owners if we're ever forced to use our weapons in self-defense. Recently, a USCCA member witnessed his neighbor being assaulted in his front yard. He drew his weapon to stop the threat and was arrested, even though he never fired a shot. Would you know what to say to the police and what not to say if this happened to you? Visit BeTheirProtector.com for the USCCA's free guide, The 6 Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
And now your host, Mark Walters.
Not quite, but hey, we do what we can here, trying to fill in the shoes for Mark Walters. Andy Hoosier filling in, hailing from Wichita, Kansas. It's great to be with you. And if you want to check him out, armedamericanradio.org. You can check me out at kqamradio.com or on Facebook at The Voice of Reason here in Wichita. It's a lot of fun. By the way, there's another website you need to type in right now. I know you're on the computer. You're checking it out. Type this in, armedandresponsible.com. Armedandresponsible.com. Now, we just read stories about the shooting rates in Chicago. We just read about the responsibility and how the majority of the quote-unquote mass shootings, as they define them, as many of them being domestic violence issues. You don't know when this is going to happen. And as we mentioned the last time, time to be personally responsible, being on guard at all times. This is a way to help you do that. Talk about that responsibility thing, which I know you and I get because, I don't know, we do the gun thing responsibly. We can protect ourselves, and here's another great way to do it. Armedandresponsible.com. We hear these stories all the time. The good guy uses the gun to protect his family from the criminals, and then he's the one that gets arrested. Because how dare you use that gun? Thanks to our court system, this happens all the time, and it's exactly what happens unless you are fully prepared. Here's how you can take the simple and rewarding journey to conceal carry and home defense confidence. It's called the 2017 Conceal Carry and Family Defense Guide. It's from U.S. Concealed Carry Association, and it's absolutely 100% free, 90 free. It's fantastic. Here's what you'll learn: how to defend attackers, detect attackers before they can see you, how to survive a mass shooting, how the safest and most dangerous places to sit are in a restaurant, how to be responsible and own and store a firearm, even if you have little children. Look, I got a 3-year-old daughter, and I have firearms in the home. And who's to say that she's, I mean, you know, the 2-3-year-old, they're explorers. They're like Marco Polo there. They're wandering around the house trying to dig through stuff, and they find things, and oopsie-daisy, there's the firearm. How do you properly store that firearm when you have those little children, and a whole lot more? It's very simple. It's 164 pages, and it comes with the audio, a bonus audio version that you can listen to in your car, voiced, by the way, by the man that sits behind this microphone on a daily basis, Mark Walters himself. The life-changing guide is 100% free. Did I mention it's free? And it's for a limited time. You can also get a bonus home defense checklist as well. All you have to do is visit armedandresponsible.com. Armedandresponsible.com right now for 100% free instant access. Armedandresponsible.com. Talking about responsibility, this independent journal review piece here, as they try and talk about domestic violence and trying to relate that to the gun. Look, they're always going to try and chip away, little by little by little, every angle that they can. First off, the guns are too big and they're really, really scary. They're really scary. What are we going to do about this? I got to play my sound effect for this. It's really scary. Then it goes into, well, there's too many bullets in the chamber. What are we going to do? Well, what do they do next? Oh, then they talk about, well, we can't have it in public because there's too many guns. They're circulating all over the place. They're too technically advanced. It's not like it's 1776 with the small little rifle where it took 2 minutes for you to be able to reload itself and only have one bullet. And, oh, you can't do that. And so they always use the scare tactic. Remember the first story, what Mark wrote about earlier this last week when it came to the hurricanes in the media's approach. It's the doom and gloom. It's the devastation. It's the end of the world that's happening right now because it is the scariest thing on your mind. That's what they've done for years with the guns, with the gun industry, with the Second Amendment, with the manufacturing of firearms. That's what they do. One step we know we can mitigate the damage, according to this article here, is with stricter gun control laws that restrict access to and circulation of some of those 350 million firearms. There's evidence that states with such laws see fewer gun deaths. Is that the same stat that talked about the two people dying within Chicago with the strictest gun laws in the country? Come on. Get a grip here. And it's worth noting that the God, Bolton, Height shootings, they were talking about some of the mass shootings earlier in the story, took place in Texas and Mississippi, which have some of the most lax gun laws in the country. Again, here's what they forget to do. They forget to advocate for the responsibility, personal, individual responsibility. And again, I use the political side of this of individual sovereignty. I would rather fall flat on my face trying to survive as a family member, as a family, as an individual, as a career. I would rather take that leap and try and fail miserably than have the government put up so many walls and say that it can't be done and then give me assistance on why, because it can't be done, here's this and I'm going to take care of you. I would rather me fall flat on my face and suffer because of it, knowing that I tried, as opposed to the government trying to give me all those handouts and the subsidies. That's me as an individual. And it's the same with the firearms. Now, here in Kansas, we've recently, as I mentioned, had the concealed carry and the carry on campus for the universities, and many of the professors have been throwing their fit about it. I've yet to hear about any type of mass shooting on campus. And the fear was, which many professors have advocated, was that because students could carry a firearm, that if there was a dialogue in the classroom that might turn confrontational and they'd begin debate or argue, that there would be a shootout because the person is so on edge and so worked up that they would be so angry at a disagreement or an argument or a debate that they would pull out their firearm and create a mass shooting in the classroom. Which is why you see some professors now that are going to school trying to prove that point by wearing a bulletproof vest every single day to class, which is why many of them said that they were going to stop even going to class and do a virtual class with the Skype to where the students can actually sit in their dorm room and do it from there because they are scared to death. They did not stop and say, you know what, these are children, because they do see children to the age of 30 because they want to try and keep them unmature. They want to keep them as adolescents. But instead saying, you know what, let's create some self-responsibility here. Maybe this is a way, just like that puppy dog that they try to have at 5 years old, of teaching them how to be responsible, how to take care of something. Then we saw two stories in the state of Kansas here to where they were the handguns left in bathrooms, and they tried to blame it on the students. The irresponsible adolescent child who doesn't know how to responsibly handle a firearm left their guns in the bathroom. Come to find out, the first one was left by a staff member of the university who left the firearm there. The second one was a firearm stolen out of a home outside of the town of the university and was purposely placed there to try and create a political issue. Funny how that works, isn't it? They will go to no ends to try and demonize the gun industry. They will go to no ends to try and demonize the gun holder, not just the gun itself, but the gun owner, which is why you see a story like this about domestic violence. And how dare that a domestic violence individual, someone who is mentally unstable and angry and wants to go and kill his estranged wife and all the family members, how he could possibly have access to a firearm, not because that we didn't teach him personal responsibility or that we didn't teach anybody else around the personal responsibility to defend themselves in that type of situation. But let's take it away, because who knows when the next person may snap out of nowhere for no reason whatsoever. And we don't know what's happening in their personal lives. So we must micromanage it. That's the government for you. That's what they want to do. That's their agenda, and that's what they will do. And it full circle goes back to what the media wants to do, is to create this fear, create this anger, this frustration, until you as the listener walk away, turn your head, flip off the switch, and completely dismiss it and ignore it and say, I can't deal anymore. I'm not going to listen to it. And they do that for a reason, because the next day they'll turn around and say, so-and-so is presenting legislation to take away your firearm, and we need to hear from you today or else it's going to go through. And you're not paying attention because you've disengaged, because you can't deal with it any longer, because you are so angry and frustrated. I get it, but we can't be that way. We have to be vigilant. We have to be strong. We have to be firm, and we have to understand that personal responsibility. No one else is going to protect yourself but you, yourself alone. And that's going to be you and your family. And even in that setting of a barbecue where somebody may come out and have some crazy wild idea of what they're going to do because they have some mental issues, you need to be prepared for that. You never know what's going to happen. Self-defense classes, firearm classes, to know what's coming your way. I love doing this. I love filling in here. Mark Walters, it's always a great honor to be able to fill in for him. I'm Andy Hoosier. I may be back sometime this week. Stay tuned in for that. Until then, Mark Walters, enjoy the vacay. This is Armed American Radio. Have a great day.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
Hey, what's up? It's AAR Shanto here. Every day you hear the passion that we have for freedoms here in America. I also have other passions, and every week you can check out what that passion is. I've started a new web series. Yes, believe it or not, with all the other things that I have going on, I went and did it. I started a web series, and I think you're going to like it. If you want to see one of my hobbies, all you got to do is check out irfnews.com. That's irfnews.com.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.